Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We have a few Taisvus to learn on the previous sugya. The Gemara had brought down Shach from the Mishnah that there's no din meila by dam, and one of the drushes were. Says who? So who means Bahav Yosai? It is stationary. It is the same. Lifnei kapore kelache kapore. That the dam is the same. Lifnei kapore kelache kapore. Ma laache kapore. Ain by mila. Just like after the kapore, there's no din mila because kivin shenasis mitzvosai ain by alamboy. The whole concept of Mila is it's Kodesh Lashem, it's Miyuchid for the Rabbeinu Shloilam. But after the mitzvah was done, so it's not anymore Kodesh Lashem, so there's no din Mila. Malache Kapore ain by Mila, Aflifne Kapore ain by Mila. So we're Makish, Lifne Kapore Taache Kapore. The Gemara asked, let us say, Fakert Fahima, Hu La'acha Kapore Kilifne Kapore. That is true, we're Makish, Lifne Kapore, Nacha Kapore, but how do you know you're Makish, Lifne Kapore, La'acha Kapore? Maybe we're Makish Fakert. Acha Kapore Kilifne Kapore. And just like Lifne Kapore, there is a Din Mila, so La'acha Kapore, there's also a Din Mila. So the Gemara says, that can be, ein lecha dovo, shenasa mitzvosoi, uma'alen boi. Since it was nasa's mitzvosoi with the dam, so there's no din mila. Let us see Taisvis, hu lifne kapore, kila'acha kapore. And what does that mean? So that means that there's no mila afilu lifne kapore. Hiksha Rabbeinu Tam, the Memila Perik Vlad Chatos Amrino, Hamakis Dam Lebahimus Kochim, a person was Makis Dam from a Bahimus Kochim, my Alam boy. So there's a Din Mila, the Bahime is Oimet, the Korib Legaboya. So you're taking the dam from this behemoth for yourself, so this adin me'ile. And here we have a hekish that were makish dam lifne kapore kalache kapore. And if it's a lifne kapore, there's no din me'ile, alma yesh me'ile bedam. This was the Rabbeinu Tam's kasha. Betiritz, the Benetam answers the hosam Michayim Veloishayche Kapore. He says, this posik mentions Kapore. This the Lachem, Lachaper, the who, all are speaking about Kapore. So the Hekish is, Lifne Kapore, Lache Kapore means, Nazman that it's Roy Lachaper. So then we have a hekesh. That means after the shchita, before the zrike, that's called lifnei kapore. That's ready the zman kapore. It's choy lechapo. Then we have lifnei kapore kelache kapore. But mechayim nezicha din mila. Aber lache shchita af lifnei kapore ein mayalim, and that is what our Mishnah is speaking about. Vim taima. The Hosam Snan, Umaisilo Beperi Kosho, Dam Betrile Me'alimboy, Yotzo Lenachal Kidrain, but after, when it went out Lenachal Kidrain, that means the dam from the Shviche Shirayim, went out Lenachal Kidrain, that means that there was Nisarev Ba'amo, there was like a canal in the Beis HaMikdosh, the Domim, after the Shvicha Shirayim became this Arab and this Amo, and the Amo took it out into a valley in Nachal Kidraim. Ma'alim boy. So there is a din mile on this dam. So here it says, Nochme, afilu la'acha kapora, there's a din mile. B'yeshloimah, so Taisus answers, the mile da'osmi da'rabonon. That's how the rabbonon, the kemile, that's, in our Torah, we know that, lifne kapora, la'acha kapora, stavosh nasus mitzvosem alam, but that's min ha'ter, min da'rabonon, they said, that there's a din mila da rabbonah. Vim toima, oh, so there's a din mila mi da rabbonah. Mkein bereish mila, the beginning of Meseches mila, the dochik lashkuchei mila mi da rabbonah. The Gemara has difficulties in finding a meila mi da rabbonah. Laisei mehach mishnah, I have enough in the mishnah, it says, Yotzo l'nachol kidrein me'alim boy. That I said, that's a mila d'rabbonah. So you see, there's such a concept of a mila d'rabbonah. Yesh loima, d'hosom akochim sheshochtan bedorim koi. They're speaking about koche kodoshim, that shchitosom batzofim. The person went and shechted it bedorim. The chankinu dummy. It's just like you choked it, you killed it. That means it's a apostle of shchite. Chiyagavne dochik lasuye the tikin rabbonon mile afal gav the bedili minayu. That means this is a psakobin and the person, it seems, would not be nene from it readily. There's no, it's not, the Reisetik Yedin Mila Zichen, not, it's now it's Apostle of Kolben, it's not a Kodesh Lashem, there's no Din Mila anymore Mina Teire, and it seems that it's Bodol Minayu. That means there's no reason for the Rabbonon to create a Din Mila to be Mavdo someone from, to be Nene from it. So that the Gemara held that that's not poshut, that the Rabbonon should be misaken a din mila, since min ha'ter b'chal there's no din mila, and the bedili minayu. There's no need to be misaken a Rabbonon de ke din mila to be mavdol a person from this behemoth, shouldn't be nene. Seems that's also bottle minayu. And the rabbona made the mila. Vim taima. Besayf tmura gabi magdish oilo lebedek habayis. A person was magdish a korban oilo lebedek habayis. So now, Min ha'teire, there's a din mila. It's kotshe Hashem. It's a noila. And now, he was magdashid lebedek habayis. So it seems there's two chiyuvei mila. Koma imid rabbonon. If you say the second chiyuv mila is only imid rabbonon, eime seife umayalim bo shtei milas. There's two chiyuvei mila. V'imi d'rabbonon amai, if you'll say that the whole din mila is only d'rabbonon al tzbedek habayis, so why are you moil two milas? Is a din mila al tzoylo d'rabbonon, is a din mila al tzbedek habayis. So the Gemara says, if it's a d'rabbonon, so why is there a second din mila. Umay kushe. So what the kash over here? Eike mila de rabbono. Vidam, bekotchim shemeso, there is a din mila de rabbono. So what's the problem? Yeshloima, da osam shi yesh mila de araise, mishim oilo, אין לחכמים לסכן שם מילה, כיוון דבלהפוך היא בדילי מנהיו. That means here there is a mila d'iraisa. It's an oilo. So, here there's no reason whatsoever to be misakin at the rabbona d'ike din mila, since the d'iraisa d'ike din mila is sufficient to make it b'dili minayu. U'mishani, so the Gemara says over there, roi limo boy beiz milois. Beboso miila di araise mishamoilo, and the boso that's miyuchid le mizbeach, the factors ha mizbeach, so there is a miila di araise, uboir the leke miila di araise, loy bedili minei, by the oir, so fakert it's miyuchid le kahanim. Now he made bedi kabayis, so bedi kabayis is, now it becomes, upon him, it seems midarabon, and it belongs to Beda Kabayis. So, betikno rabon and mila. Did rabon and mesakan adin mila and the oil. The Gemara said, let us say fakert. It said, who bab yosoi, that koidum kapore, is similar to tacha kapore, let us say, just like koidim kapora des adin mila, salacha kapora des adin mila. So the Gemara answered, "Ein lecha dovo shenatz nasem mitzvosoi umay alimboy. Acha kapora des icha can't be adin mila, because we have this klal of us nasem mitzvosoi, so there's no din mila. So we have to make the hekesh fakel that we makish." Koidem kapor l'acha kapor, there's like acha kapor, there's no din mila, so koidem kapor, there's no din mila. Vim toima adarabe, loine mayit livne kapore, ein lochodovo shaloi nasa mitzvoso shaloi yimalo boi. Fakad, you told me a klal, the nasa mitzvoso is mafkiya the din mila. Fine. But we have another klal, kozman shaloi nasa mitzvoso, there is a din mila. So how can you make the hekesh to tell me that koidem kapore? There's no din mila. We have a klal that nasa mitzvosoi is mafkida din mila, but before nasa mitzvosoi there should be a din mila. So we should make the hekesh fakel. Adarabba, loyne mayit lifnei kapodei lechadovish loy nasa mitzvosish loy yimaloboy. Vavo gavdike kochim kalim, and vishim likri kochi shemayim. That's it's a moment bailim, it's not kochi shemayim, but be'etzim, we don't have something shaloy nasa mitzvosoy, ve'emoy alimboy, vishlem dashkin tuve. Dohodeshin emoy alimboy achas trume. We see that there's a din of Trumas Hadeshin, there's a din Mila after the Harame. But before the Harame Bechlal, there's no din Mila, even though the mitzvah's Harame's Hadeshin was in the sky. So we see there are certain in Yonim that before Nasis Mitzvosi, there is no din Mila. Ve'egla rufa ad lacha yiridoso, the yisar anor ve'egla rufa is after yimarida l'nachal. But before that, it's also not also banor. So there's no such klal or generality that kol zman shalei nasis mitzvosa ein lecha dovo. Shalei nasis mitzvosa ve'ein me'alim boy. Baloi, v'reitumas hadeshin. Gmoes Takashi, you're telling me that we have a klal, that if it's nasis mitzvosoi, there's no din mila. So the Gemara says, tumas hadeshin, after b'haromas hadeshin, there's a pasuk v'samoi, that it's the loss of bano. But answers eventually that there's a mitzvah v'samoi, about kaponim, The Gemara says that there's a posik of Trumas Hadeshin that if although after Nasas Mitzvos, it is still a din mila. So the Gemara learns from the Samoy that there's a din mila if although after Shenasas Mitzvos. That's what it says in our Gemara. V'im Taima Disnan b'meila perik vlat chatos Dishun Mizbeach Apnimi Vamanoire Loi Nenin Veloi Male. The Dishun Mizbeach Apnimi, the Dishun Amanoire, is also Leonais Mimenu Abba Veloi Male. There's no Din Mila. The Kama of the Gemara, so the Gemara says, Bishloim Mizbeach Achitzoim. I understand such a law. Dechsiv beibe samoy, ala bizneich apnimi minolam. So the rehitas loshna gemara would seem the din of loy nenim v'loy malim by mizbeich achitzan. I understand because it says v'samoy, but by the bizneich apnimi and the deshna mneira doesn't say v'samoy. So how do I know loy nenim v'loy malim? So it would seem from the Vesamoy, I know Loi Nenim V'Loi Malim. That's what seems from the Gemara over there. And our Gemara says, Pungfakel, from Vesamoy, we know Mayalim, even though it's Nasus Mitzvos. That's Taisvis Kasha. Mashmi the Vesamoy Dorish Da'in Mayalim. Abishmait Nadrav Mashmi Le Vesamoy Dimayalim. Yeshloimus of Dei says, you're learning wrong pshat in the Gemara. The Masnis and the Osam Mashme, the Ein Me'alim Bedishin Apnimi, Shadishin Me'tzioi Midei Mila. You're not moiled by the Dishin Apnimi because the Dishin is Me'tzioi Midei Mila. Avol Koidim, Me'alim. It would seem that before the Dishin, you are Me'alim. Im came mitzvah ledashin. So that's pshat. There's a mitzvah ledashin, so it's miyuchid legavoya till you make mitzvah dishin. So the Gemara is asking on the step before, after the dishin, then there's leinen and lein malin. Although it seems, but before the dishin, then there is a din milas al kochav the zachiv ledashin. Where do you see Bechal the Zachiv Ledashim by the Mizbech HaPnimi? Bishlam Mechitzin, Dechsiv Vesomoy. Lekach Mitzvah Ledashim. So Memele, so before your Medashim, so there's a Isamile. Kimikoma came, Aflach HaRome, Ikemile. After the Rome, there's also by Tumas Hadash, and after the Rome, there's also Kedadashinim Besayv Tmure, Besomai Benachash Leifaza, Alopnimi, Menolon, the Mitzvah Ledashin, Sha'ata Oima, Shadishin Moitzioi Midei Mila. He says, there it says that the Bibisneach Apnimi, after the dishon, there's no din mila. But before the dishon, there's a din mila. Where does it say that there's a chi of dishon that should be mechayev a din mila? Mishani da makro veisim er osay vehishlech oise o mekoim hadeshen. Vaistois that there's a mokim hadeshen that you have to put the deshen, and that's going on the dishon is be'ech apnimi. Imlinim is be'ech achitzen, leitzorech. Samokim Adeshin is telling us there's another Deshin that you have to be Medashin that's going to Mizbech HaPnimi. Vosim Poch, Veitzach LeMizbech HaChitzin, LeKvoye LeMokim, LeChsiv Keidma. Shim Dabat Tumas Adeshin, Abig Dekunis, the Gemara Lamaise says that Shneksum Abom Kechod, Nicham Shom, Vesamoy, to tell us that Nasus Mitzvosoi, Mayalamboy. The Mila Pegval Khatas Mah, Yes, or Maskinin Koch. The Mora ends up. Like our Maskona. Trey Mayutik Siv, Suddenly the Gemara says, if you hold Shnei Suma Boim Kech and Melamdim, say Bezoi, so how do you know that Nasas Mitzvosoi is my Allah? Here there's two cases with Nasas Mitzvosoi. How do you Nasas Mitzvosoi Eim Alam? Here there's two cases, and we learn out, Malamdim, that it's Nasas Mitzvosoi and my Alam. So Moses says, Tremi Yutik Sibi, there's a Miyat with some Moy. Here there's a din of Moyalin, but not all places. Tremi the Bachat Sagi, if it's a Miyat, you don't need two Miyutim. Chelal Gabi Ha'izim, they say it's the same Kasha. Then the Gemara said there are three psukim by Dam. One comes to tell us there's no din mile. One comes to tell us that there's no din iser noiso. And one comes to tell us there's no iser tume. There's no chorus of tume and noiso. There's no chiyuv mile. Chad muti nois, v'chad muti bitume, taimud ul nois, v'tume sagi b'chad miyute, yafina la'adode, chilu laf l'kula, k'namucha b'soif, peirik, peishamay, b'zboch. Hodron aloch kol aboso. Ho'er v'horoyte. Now here we're going to start learning Hilches Tume B'tare. Ho'er, the skin, that's mechuba to the boso. Let's see what Rashi says. We'll know a little bit what we're speaking about. Ho'er v'horoyte. Ho'er shel behema shchuto. We have a geshochta nebehema. And the boso, kigoin poches, bikebeya boso. There's less than a kebeya of boso. And for practical purposes, there are stiras and Rashi in different places, but Rashi shita is what the shir of Kabbalah's tume is by Oichlam. Rashi in Psochem says that an Oichlam's mekabel tume bekoshu, it's metam acherim bekebeye. But we heard already in Chulun once already that Rashi seems to hold in Chulun, Taisu says Rashi was Chayza, that here Rashi holds that you need a Shir Kebeya to be Mekabel to me. So now we'll be discussing what could be Mashlim, the Shir Kebeya, if one has Boso less than a Kebeya, what could be Mashlim to make it a Shir Kebeya? So it says, Ho'er shel behema shchuta. You have a behema shchuta. Kigoyim pochais mechabeya boso. You have less than a kebeya boso. So mitzad the boso, it would not be mekabel tume. Because you need a oichel asher yeochel for kebeya to be mekabel tume. But, vo'oiro oduk bo. But the air of the behema, the skin of the behema, is still attached to the boso. Umashlima lechabeya, and together the air with the boso yevashir kebeya. Mitzaret, so it's mitzuret. So that means all together it's considered to have a beya of oichlim, and it's mekabotum. Why? Now the air is not an oichel. So why is it takin mitzurif to be mashlim the shir kebeya? Mibnei shohu shayma, because the oir is a shayma lemachol. Ubigmore yalfinen shahashoymrim mitztarfim lekula tuma kala tumas oichem. That a shayma is mitztarif to be mashlim the shir of Kabbalah's Tumah Soichem. So that's the first din, Ho'er Mitztaret. Let's see, what is the second din? V'horoitev. Horoitev means Gilayro. Gelaira means it's a gelled type of a soup. She'enai oichel lekabel tume bifnei atzma. It doesn't have a shame oichel to be mekabel tume, because it seems that people don't eat it, this gel soup bifnei atzma. Avol mitztarefes lahashlem. But if you'll have a piece of meat, which is poches mikabeye, and you have attached to this piece of meat, you have roitev, gelled soup, that is mashlim to the shir kebeya, lefi shederech la'oich lo'kshi krusho ala bosa. When one has some gelled soup attached to the meat, so lemaisa, you eat it together with the meat. Now this is a second lomdis. This is a lomdis if it's nechol bahadi bosa, even though mitzad atzmoy it's not nechel, it gets adin oichel to be mashlem the shir kibayim. So that's haroited. Case number 3, vahakipa tavlin. This is tavlin which are used when you cook the meat. Vein, and it's such tavlin, vein atzmon, lav oichlen cheshivi. Again, they're not oimed to be eaten alone. Avol it's tarufim, it's tavlin. It seems the keeper, these tavlin, together with the bosser, it's eaten together. Veha olo, bigmore meforesh. But let us just say one pshat. That mumshad is the Gemara, boso shepoltoso isaket. What does that mean? That means as follows. That means that sometimes when a person skins an animal, so he's not careful that he should only take off the skin. Though there are some remnants of boso which are attached to the skin, which bats them, but they're not nechel, they're attached to the skin, and it's bottled to the skin, so it doesn't have a shame oichel. But if this boso can become mitzurif to boso poches mikizayis, in order to be mashlem, Rishir Kebeya. That's Vaholo. Vehoa Tzomais. Now what's that Tzomais? Now this is a different than Vatzomais Sheyesh Behen Moyach. We're talking about bones that have marrow in the bones. Vahu Oichel. The marrow has a Shem Oichel. Vatzem Shem Aloy. And the Etzem is a Shema to the marrow. Lefikach mitztaref imay. So now here we're coming back to adin shema. We had oir is a shema. Natsom is also a shemrim. So it's mitzurif to the moyach, to the marrow, to be mashlim, to make it a shir kebay. Vakarnayim. Now we're talking about the horns of an animal. Beforish bigmore kol shechoitchoi v'yotze mehem dam. That means when there are places, the place somuch l'roish, if you'll cut the kerem, dam will come out. So that means this is a mokim rach, and this chelik rach be'etzem is edible together with the boso. That means this is mitzad atzmai, it's not nechel, but it's nechel ba'adei bosa, the chelik harach of the karnayim. Let's see again. But karnayim meforish begmore, I'm not speaking about the whole karnayim. There's chalokim of the karnayim, which are hard, and they're not edible at all. No, kol shechoitchoi, we're speaking about the chelik of the karnayim. If you'd cut it in that place, v'yotzei mehem dam, Eitzel Ikron Milamato, then close to the Ikra of the Keren, if you cut it, so it's soft there, and there's dam there, Shehen Rakim, they're soft. Umi Ba'ampei Namshayu Lav Uchloninu. Alone, you wouldn't eat them, but you'll eat them together with the bosa. So that's also mitzaref. This is weiter nechel biyachid im abosa, so it's mashlam the shir kebeya. Vatlofayim. Atlofayim are the hooves. Mishum shayma. Tlofayim are not edible at all. The tlofayim, the hooves of an animal, are very hard. But it's a shomer, it seems it's a shomer to the regel. So memela out shomer, so kikam mitzurif to the regel, and it'll be mashlam this year. So all these things, so oil, v'oreite, v'akipa, v'olo, v'atzomeis, v'agidim, v'karnayim, v'atlofayim, mitztarfim l'tamei to mesoichlam. So if you need a kebeya in order to be mekabel to mesoichlam, it's mitzuris. Avoloi tumas nevelis. But there's another halacha. There's halacha, a kezayis basa of a nevela is metametumas nevelis. Here you need a kezayis of basa. These in yonim, which are mashlim, the sheer kebeya of tumas oichlim, are not maslim the shir kezayis of tumas nevelis. Let us see Rashi. But lafayim avoloi tumas nevelis. Im nevela heim, ein metamin, they themselves are not metame, ve'ein mitstalfen lekezayis lahashlam shir nevela tamin. Why not? The sanya we learned is amit benivloso hanoyeya benivloso dafkin the besar hanavela v'memayit v'loy batzomeis v'loy begidim v'loy ba'ir v'afal gar de shomer have ein shomer mitzaref l'tuma chamura k'demaforish b'gmar tumis nevela to be an ava tuma l'tamei acherim. There is no din shayma. V'chein kipa v'roitev. So if the criteria is, I want it to be mekabel tumas oichlin, so then kipa v'olo shil, since it's nechol biyachad im aboso, so that's considered I have a shir of tumas oichlin. I have a kebeya of tumas oichlim, because this is nechel in my boss, even though it's not nechel, it's adatzma. But by nevela, there it's irrelevant that it's nechel in my boss. So tumas nevela, you need nevela, this is not nevela. V'chein kipa v'roitev, lav nevela nino. V'olo v'gidim, lav boso hein. It doesn't have a shame boso. Avol oichlen ba'al mahavi ba'hadi ba'al. You eat it together with the boso. So if the criteria is tumas oichlen, so then it's mitzurif. If the criteria is tumas nevela, so it's not nevela. Ki yaitse boy, ha-sheichet behema t'meye, Loivet kechovim umefacheses. Metamei tumas oichlin, avoloi tumas neveilois, ache tomus, ache yates es reisho. Now let us see what the Mishnah is saying. The kiyotzei ve'elet asirashi, yesh shu metame, there's another thing. Shu metame tumas oichlim. There's something else, another case. That means here we said that there are certain things that are mitzurif to create Atumas Eichlim, but it's not Mitzurif to create Atumas Nevela. So the Mishnah says there are other cases which have Tumas Eichlim, does not have Tumas Nevelas. And what are the cases? Yeshu Metame Tumas Eichlim, Liyais Mekabel Tumme Min HaSheretz, Lumi Mekabel Tumme Min HaSheretz, Umetame Eichlim Acherim, Ubi Metame Od Eichlim, Ve'enoi Metame Mei Eilof Tumas Nevelas, but it won't be Metame Tumas Nevelas, Letame Acherim. Hashaychet behema tmeya la'oved kichal. Now we're saying here a multitude of tnoim of halachas. Hashaychet behema tmeya v'davke Yisrael. Ayid shechts with all ilchish shchite. A behema tmeya yishechts a gomo yishechts a sus. V'davke Yisrael, v'davke Shchite, v'davke Tmeya, v'davke Le'oivet Kechov. What does Le'oivet Kechov means? For a goy. He wants that the goy should eat this meat. He's shechting a gomel, a sus, he's shechting it, that the goy should eat this meat. Now we'll see what happened over here. Zutrashi, Yisrael sheshochat behemot meya. Hayid shechted a behemot meya letzoyrech oivet kechov. For a goy. Va'oida mefalcheses. And the behemot meya is still mefalches. Now, let us just review some halachas. If there's an iser of eva min achai, and be'etzem after shchite, when it's in the matzav of pirchos, it's still alive. Now the halacha is that shchite is mafkiya from eva min achai. So theoretically, this should only work by a yid. By a yid is a concept of shchite, so the shchite is mafkiya the isra'eva min achai from the beime, afilu when it's mafarches. Theoretically, if a yid shechted a beime, a goy would eat it after the shchite before the pirchos, so he should be over'eva min achai, because the concept of shchite is not applicable by a goy. Afal pike. There's a svore that there can't be something that's mutali Yisrael in the Akam and Shmiyos. So the halacha is, since the shchite is mafkiya the shame eva min achai lagabi the yid, so it's mafkiya the shame eva min achai lagabi the god. That is by a behema toira. Now let's talk about a behema tameya. If a yid will shecht a behema tmeya for a goy, so here the halacha should be that it's an eva min achai, because it's also to the yid. Fine, so it's not an eva min achai, 100%. It's an eva min achai. So now let us see. Yisrael sheshochat behema tmeya letzoyrech oivet kechov. He wants that the goy should eat it. Va'oido mefarcheses, the vial, the behemoth may is mefarches. Af al gav, the loichosi lo'ivet kechom, it is not roi lehei ochel to the goy. The bemise tal yemilse livnei noich, there is no din shchite by a goy. So lechoyre, and here there's no din that the Yisrael shori lakim lekoshkim, because it's not the Yisrael shori. And Lamai said it's not roi lachila. Afilu hochi, hoyil vi Yisrael shochat shchita mal yosa. The yid made a proper shchita. Va'ashkechan, we find legabe Yisrael, the shchite sharye legabe b'tahira. We find by behema tahira, the shchite, after the shchite, it gives it a tahira soichu, for a yit, and it's muta b'achile. Hilkach, mashvayo lei machshavtoi, uchlo v'shchite, af b'tmeye lo'i v'tkecho. Hamoyra dikezach, that it gets a tahira soichu. That the shchite can accomplish, since he made a maaseh shchite, a yid is a bar shchite, and he made a kosher shchite. So even though the shchite will not be matarit for the goy, but he'll give it a toiras oichel, it'll be mekabel to me. That is, but only if he's shechting it for a goy to eat. So the mele, so since his intent is that it should be used lehayochel, so it gets a toiras oichel before it becomes muta bachila. Lamaise calls manas mefaches, it's also bachila. But it gets a toiras oichel, a man of kemine fesheretz will touch it, will be mekabel tume. Af bit mei loivet kechav. Amor de kechidish. Avol oivet kechav in bishchit, and what'll be if we'll have a similar case. You have your behemet mei, you have your gomu. And you have a goy shechting it. Le mashvi le machshav te uchle. Le ashkechon shchita le gabei. There's no concept of shchita by a goy. So his shchita will not make it an oichu. V'chein Yisrael b'nechire, what'll be if a yid did not shecht it, he made nechire, lavuch l'mashvei laye, mashvei le'ashken nechire gabei, there's no din nechire by a yid, which will give it a din oichu. V'hochi tanya, we learned habaraise, nocho ein bo tuma shoklum. That if he made nechire, so it's not mekabel tume, because it doesn't get a shem oichel. Ubetahoira li Yisrael. Now, why do you have to talk about, and we're speaking about, a tmeya, yishechtin, a behema, tmeya, for a goy? And what's a tahoira li Yisrael? So Rashi is a betahoira li Yisrael, he says, I miss the hand. Koskin da beuchle miyad beshchitosa. It's zicha neuchel. It's a gelat eidit. So that's poshe. Utmeya li Yisrael. What if he shechted a tmeya not for a goy to eat? He wanted that a yid should eat from this shchita. Le mashvelei uchle de botlo machshavte. But here we have a very interesting kugel. He's shechting a yid, he's shechting a behemoth meyer that a goy should eat it. So this machel gets a shem oichel now, and it's mekabel tumas oichel. Avo, so let's see again the Mishneh. Kiyotze boy. Hashoychet behemot meya loivet kechavim umefacheses metame tumas oichlem avoloi tumas neveilois achetomus. But tumas neveilois will only be mekabel, will be metame tumas neveilois achetomus when it dies. Dochiyomus mina behemoxiv. Because by Tumas Tevela it says the paymaster died. So that means like this. Shchite, the din shchite is mafkiya de isereva minachai. By a tohira. The din shchite gives it a shame machol, a filo by a tmeya. But it's alive. It's mefacheh, kozman, it's mefaches, it's alive. It's not a nevel, it's not dead yet. It's alive. And the shchite by a tahira takes off the israiva minachai. And the shchite by a tmeya gives it a shame oichel lekabel tume. Gives it a shame oichel. But Gabi Tumis Nevelis, it's not Matama Tumis Nevelis, Dabachi Yomus Minabay Moksi, it's not dead, it's alive. And that's why Yechai Motzevi Minachai. Oi Acheyatis Eschoisha. What does this mean? Acheyatis Eschoisha, or chop off the head. If you chop off the head, then it's dead already. There's a chilek between shchite and gistere. The shchite, it is still alive. There's still chiyus in the behemoth. By gistere, a filo it's jumping around, it's like a zone of hautor, but there's no chiyus whatsoever. So then it'll be mitame tumis nebelis. That's what Rashi says, achiyatis es choyshe davale gistero o nebelihi, dechshuva meisa vafilehi mefalcheses. Zok the Mishnah weiter, so we head over here, two cases that there's a difference between Tumas Oichlim and Tumas Nevela. The first case we spoke about, if we're missing the Shia, what is capable of being Mashlim the Shia by Tumas Oichlim? Oir baroite vakif avolo vatsumis vagin vaknaim vatlofai mitztarfim letami Tumas Oichlim avoloi Tumas Nevelas. Then we had another, then there's also another halacha that there's a difference between Tumas Oichel and Tumas Nevelis, that if a yid that checks the Behemoth Melech v'kechovim, he should eat it, or mefalches, mefalcheses, so it is mekabel Tumas Oichel, not mekabel Tumas, and it's not metame Tumas Nevelis. So now the Mishnah says, Riba letame tumes oichlim, mimashe riba letame tumes nevelis. That means there are much, many more cases that can bring about tumes oichlim than tumes nevelis. Riba zutrashi akosum letame tumes oichlim, mimashe ribe doike kol hani delegabi oichlin uchloninu. The whole reishah, the beilu loy mikraye, afogav the shaychi bo, these are the tzomis, and this is the oil, hokoponim, it's not metame tumis nevela. Now, Rav Yehuda oimer, ho olo hamachunis, im yesh bo kezayis, pomo kemechod, chayim olo. Rav Yehuda said, we had learned, let us again say pshat that the olol is the boso shapotoso isakin. That means that a person skinned an animal, so the boso that pshasta skinning was remained with the skin. That means he cut a little on the slant, and a chelik of the boso is attached to the oil. So the Tanakhama says that it's mitztarif letame tumas oichlim with other boso, but it won't be metame tumas oichlim. It loses the shame besar nevel. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rav Yehuda says, ha'olo amechunes, if he brought together a kezayis of this boso that's mechuba to the oil, and yesh by kezayis b'mokim echad chayiv olov. Chayiv means it's metame tumas nevelis. Let us see what Rashi says. המכונס הנסף במוקם אחד. It's together here the kezayis of that bosa. The hoyel v'achshevei, he was machshevet, loy bottle, so it's not bottle to the oil. V'choshev kipsar nevele, v'chayev olov, im noga, if he touched this bosa, v'nichnas lamigdash, I ochel kodesh. That's touch chayev olov, that he becomes nitma tumas from a nevele. Seems he was ma'asifid, so memela he's machshiv this bosor, and here's a chshivis atzme, it's matame tumas nevelas. Ha'oir ba'aroite. So Tosfos has a problem. How does this come into Masechtas Chul? This is a problem. It's a mission in Taris. So Tosfos says the Ishtal Shel Sadvor. Mishum desnan perik bahima makashe. Ashilya is the sack that the Uber finds himself. We learned by Ashilya v'ene metame tumas oichlem v'loi tumas neveles. So there it says it doesn't have a teres bosor, it's not a neuchel, it's not a nevela. So we brought up the subject, there's tumas oichlem and tumas neveles. So memela, oh, so now we're speaking about this tumas oichlem and tumas neveles. So we have oir v'oreit already. So this perek speaks about which inyonim have tumas oichlem, don't have tumas neveles. So memela, that's how it comes in already. No kan shoyel aben. So fine, if that's where it comes in, so oir v'oreit should be after beim amekashiv. How does it come in after kolabosa? Good morning. So why is there such a hefsek? Because we learned other things also in Behema Makashe. Shem deton neperik Behema Makashe motza bo tes chai ton shchite, if he found a tes chai, so the shchite sa'im is not matter. V'chai yavoy seves benoy. And so memel of your shech the ben tes the same day you shechted the mother, say chayvot oisiv es benoy. So memela we brought in oisiv es benoy. Oh, you brought in oisiv es benoy. Tona achekach oisiv es benoy. So we had to learn oisiv es benoy already. Va'aydi da'ayri bei b'shchita shein eruya. In oisiv es benoy we speak about a shchita shein eruya, shchita that's not matter. A treife, if there's a teire shchita, or it doesn't have a teire shchita. Tone basre kisi adam. So kisi adam also, there's also told if you need a shchita ruye by a shchita ruye shmei shchita, there's a chiyav kisi adam, if this, it's eine ruye, it doesn't have a kisi adam, it doesn't have a shem shchita. Va'ayde de tone be kisi adam v'noyeg v'chaye u ba'oif. Tone gida noshe, de noyeg v'chaye v'loy ba'oif. So we started speaking about in yonim, which are noig b'chaye v'oiv, so we wanted to say, gida nosh is noig b'chaye v'loiv bo. V'ay di dairi bei b'yerish, and is bashul bo, gida nosh, b'bli yisisa. And since we spoke about already, we're speaking about gida nosh, and we're speaking about that if you, a yerish, and is bashul bo, gida nosh, b'bli yisisa. So, tone kolaboso, so we learned kolaboso. Basrei, after we finished with this whole inyim, hoda le'inyone kamaisim, so then we come back to what we had really were supposed to discuss after Behema Makashe, and that's how we come to El Barit.